RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Okay, Michelle, I have to fess up.
Yeah, oh, I'm so happy you're going to do this.
Okay, here it comes. I'm a stoner.
I know.
That's right. I'm a stoner.
I've known that for a while.
I'm a stoner. What I mean by that is, I'm not even kidding you, I'm a woman who throws kidney stones.
Yeah.
I've had kidney stones, and I just had one recently, and I have a new best hero and best friend in my life, and that is our expert, Dr. Karen Eilber. Am I saying that right, Karen?
You are saying it perfectly, Eilber.
See? Eilber, right? And so Dr. Eilber is literally one of the best urologists probably in the planetary universe, because she helped me, and also Michelle at one point. She's a board-certified urologist. You heard it. It's a woman who's a urologist. Only 12% of them out there are women. Specializing in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. She's associate professor of surgery and associate director of the urology residency training program at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. But most importantly, she's the coolest urologist you're ever going to talk to. Okay?
She's amazing.
Let's just call it what it is.
Okay,
Karen, honestly, what is the deal with women and kidney stones? Let's start from the very beginning. What is a kidney stone, and what's with women and kidney stones?
Well, a kidney stone, surprisingly, really is like a little stone. When people pass them, they're often surprised to see that it literally looks like a small little rock. In the past, women actually had less risk of stones compared to men, but for reasons that are not totally clear, that gap is closing, so women are almost at the same risk of stones as men now. Some risk factors, clearly if someone has had a prior stone, they're at risk for having another one, as unfortunately you have discovered. People with a family history, so if you have mom, dad, siblings, you're at a much higher risk for stones. But regardless of personal or family history, if you're not a good fluid drinker, you are definitely increasing your risk for stones.
Yeah, that's
okay. Guilty as charged.
She's raising her hand.
Total busted. I got my hands in handcuffs. It's all bad.
Well, it's hard to remember to drink when you're a stoner, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
See, now that was so unnecessary. really, being a stoner is hard. And what I'm also an athlete, and I find that a lot of times I get really dry. You know, I try to drink, you know, when I'm sweating and whatever else. But at the same time, honestly, if I'm working away at my computer and this and that, and I'm traveling, you're up in that dry airplane, I just plain forget to drink. So you think hydration's a big deal, right?
Huge deal.
Huge.
You know, I tell patients to think about, you know, back in high school chemistry, you keep pouring in like salt or some other mineral or crystal into a glass of water. At some point, you reach that saturation point, and so crystals form and precipitate out. That's exactly what can happen when you form kidney stones. If you have enough crystals but not enough fluid to dilute it out, you're going to actually have those crystals stick together and form stones.
That makes perfect sense.
What about women with calcium? You know, they're taking calcium supplements, and, you know, they're also dehydrated. And so since the most common stones are calcium stones, do you think that women have to look at that dietary aspect as well?
Well, you would think that if you're taking excessive calcium, that would put you a little higher risk, but in fact, it's the opposite. If you restrict your calcium, you probably increase your risk, because when you have lower calcium levels, your body starts looking for it in other places, like breaking down your bones, things like that. So unless you're taking really, really excessively high doses of calcium, you're probably not markedly increasing your risk.
That makes sense. So, Karen, talk to me, because I've never had a stone, but I know, I'm not a stoner.
Be thankful.
but I have a lot of friends who've had stones.
Don't even start me.
So what's the most common presenting symptoms of stones?
Well, what people often think of is that person writhing around in pain in the emergency room. You know, many people say it's worse than having, you know, childbirth. But sometimes it's not so dramatic. Oftentimes, someone will be having a routine physical and some microscopic blood is found, and we start evaluating for the source of that, and a kidney stone can be found sitting up in the kidney. Stones that sit in the kidney typically don't cause symptoms. It's when the stone starts to move down the urinary tract that you get symptoms, and depending on the location and where it gets stuck will determine your symptoms. So if it gets stuck high up and you have a lot of blockage, you can have a lot of severe pain in your side. If it moves pretty far down, almost to your bladder, you could actually have frequent urination, a lot of pelvic pressure. Some of it will be referred pain even into the vaginal area on that side.
Pam keeps raising her hand, by the way.
All the above.
I mean, okay, well, for full transparency for her radio land, I just had a kidney stone. And go figure, the minute I called Karen to be on the show, based upon Michelle's fantastic recommendation, I throw a stone. I can't. It's been the first time in 7 years, and Karen literally saved my life. She helped explain what happened this time, because this time was a much more complicated time. I didn't pass the stone. I actually had to have a special procedure with laser to break it up. And
it was a boulder, and, you know, Pam. Karen, let's face it, boulder.
Okay. Okay. See, now that was another unnecessary point. Okay. All right. The year thing. All right. No, but seriously, Karen, talk about some of the treatments. I mean, you've got laser, you've got shock therapy. When does someone need to know that they
And when do you see a doctor, to too?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think that any time you have any severe abdominal pain, you should obviously go seek medical attention. I mean, because it's not necessarily a stone. You know, if it's on your right side and you still have an appendix, it could be appendicitis. So you definitely want to get checked out, clearly, if you're having, you know, severe pain. Depending on the size of the stone and where it is will also determine treatment. So fortunately, most stones are small enough that they will pass. We will often prescribe what we call medical expulsion therapy. So a medication called tamsulosin, which is often used for med-enlarged prostates, can help spontaneous stone passage. So it's pretty typical if you go to the emergency room and you have a small stone, the emergency room physician will prescribe this medication to help you pass the stone. Let's say you have a small stone, but the pain is just too severe and you can't control it with pain medication by mouth. Then you think about just going in and having surgery. And the surefire way is to do what's called ureteroscopy, where a small camera goes into the urinary tract and a small laser fiber is passed through the camera to break up the stone. There are other energy sources that you referred to, this ESWL, which stands for extracorporeal shockwave lithotripsy. In English, you lay there and we shock you with ultrasound waves from the outside of your body. That's not the only downside of that is you break the stone to smaller pieces, so you still have to pass those pieces. So most people just want to know it's broken up and removed intact.
Oh, boy. And so, yeah, you know, you and I are going to have a conversation because I'm going to have a little, you know.
It's not often you're speechless, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it never happens.
I may actually be facing something like this because I think I have something on the other side, too. I'm a stone thrower, and I think at the end of the day, every woman out there needs to know is if they do have a problem, they're going to have to get a good metabolic workup, and
yes,
you better hope and pray that you meet someone like Dr. Karen Eilber. And yes, women, you know, female urologists actually exist. Dr. Eilber, we're so thankful you were on her radio. Thank you for helping us understand women and kidney stones. Ah, wonderful. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Thank you, Karen. Women, you need to drink water. It's so important. At least 72 ounces a day. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.
Thank you.